Jimmy, disastrous start. Did you do yourselves in the opening 20 minutes?
I think we were poor. In fact, we were beyond poor. You know, the stuff we spoke about, we did exactly the opposite. And the result was, you know, I wasn't surprised in the points they scored, because I knew they would do if put in that position. And we put them in that position, and that was right from the off, and that's what's so disappointing. You know, within that we had, you know, a couple of decent spells defensively, but generally our first half was it wasn't good enough. You know, and like I said, all year we've got away with stuff, and it's been hard to try and keep the boys up to a level, because you can get away with stuff when, you know, when you play part time, and that's, you know, that's not being disrespectful to anybody in the Championship, but. You know, we allowed, because of our inability to command field position and poor drop balls and poor penalties, allowed Tim Smith to play in a dinner jacket. You know, he hardly got touched in that first half. You know, and we made some poor defensive calls, and we were soft on occasions coming through the middle of us. It's something we addressed at half time, something we pulled round early in the second half. And we got to a point where we messed up a big try opportunity, and I was just showing the boys it down there in the dressing room, and if we'd have taken that, it'd have pulled us back in. I think it was about 12 points, so two more scores, and I think we would have gone and got them. But what we did, we dished that up, gave a penalty away, and then missed a tackle and went down the other field and scored. You know, in Championship you can get away with stuff like that at the top of your car. You know, it was a poor miss, it was an embarrassing miss from a senior player, so you know, a lot of work to do, but it's not, like I said to the guys here, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, just like you weren't promoted on the win last week, you're not relegated on the back of
Wakefield are on 2 points, we're on 2 points, let's crack on.
Obviously Lee Gaskell, you lost him early on, it didn't look great. Have you got any diagnosis on that?
No, I went off to hospital, so again, it kind of disrupted things, but I thought Harry Sakin come on and did a decent job.
And looking at it, you had a few other injuries. Jay Pitts and Matt Ryan picked up knocks as well, is it?
Yeah, we got a few bangs. Yeah, we've got a few bangs and knocks, and it's a tough game though. You know, you've got to front up, and sometimes you've got to play through that. And, you know, Pitts does well with that. Where you get to get back on, but that's just a game, eh?
Is it a bit of a wake-up call for your squad? Like you said, things have been getting away with, they're not going to get away with now. Has this just set the bar for them?
Massively. It's a massive eye-opener. You know, like I say, some of the stuff we've dished up throughout the year, we won't get away with it against good sides. And I said this to the guys in the sheds as well, in the dressing rooms there. Wait for a finish bottom on the pile. You know, we've got all hell to come, haven't we? If we don't respect some of the stuff that we practice to do.
You've got to dust yourselves down and prepare for Salford now.
Yeah, of course you have. Yeah, it's 7 mini finals. We've won one, we've lost one. We're on an even keel with a few clubs now. We're not going to panic. But they need to know that some of the stuff that the guys dished up, some of the guys dished up in that first half, it's not going to happen. Yeah. And even in the second, you know, we're in good positions a couple of times, and we dished some stuff up that, again, it's just not acceptable at this level.
Do you think there was an element of nerves at the start?
Oh yeah, we were massively nervous before the game, yeah. But can't use that as an excuse for right at the start, you know, middle of the field, giving a soft penalty away, puts Wakefield in a position where they're going to score. You know, and we defend completely the opposite to what we practice defending. So there you go. Nerves are only an excuse for, you know, if you need that as an excuse.